Oscar Wilde's late 19th century play retelling the biblical story of Salome became the basis for Richard Strauss's one-act opera, which premiered in 1905. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, over a century later, the opera continues to shock and dazzle.
It's a horrific story of unrequited passion. Now one of soprano Camilla Newland's signature roles, Salome, she says, is a young woman caught up in difficult circumstances.
She's a teenager who doesn't really know yet where is her place in this world. And her mother is a very strong woman who is doing also cruel things. And she has a stepfather who is not behaving like a father should do.
Not at all. When Salome's stepfather, King Herod, asks her to dance for him, she does the Dance of the Seven Veils. Salome is obsessed with her father's prisoner, Jochanaan, also known as John the Baptist.
She feels attracted to him because he is able to say what he thinks and people are afraid of him. He is something from a totally different world, but she's also used to that she gets almost everything that she wants.
And so when Salome is rejected, terrible consequences follow.
The music is so beautiful, but then you get just ripped away from this beauty into the cruel reality. And that's the great thing about this story and about how Strauss composed it.
This Sunday, WRTI broadcasts the Philadelphia Orchestra and Opera Philadelphia in a joint production of Salome, with Camilla Newland in the title role.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.